Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
I just did the Lowe's thing, but it never told me how much it was going to charge me for shipping and handling until it went through my bank. It was $59. That's ridiculous.
Okay, when did you do this?
Just now. 20 minutes ago.
Give me 1 second.
I kept waiting for it to say what the shipping and handling would be, and I think that's wrong.
What is your zip code?
75119.
Okay, ma'am, you just did it, so it takes a while. Probably, can you give us a call back, see if you're in the system? Because right now, I'm not pulling anything up yet, and you stated that you just placed that order.
Yeah, but it's already gone through to my bank, $59.
Okay, give me 1 second. Give me 1 second. What was your zip code again?
75119.
What is your first and last name?
Shirley Harris.
Okay, Ms. Harris, I did locate an account for you for security purposes. Can you verify the address, please?
1600 Lake Bardwell Drive, Ennis, Texas.
Okay, it was for the Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was a contest for entry ticket.
That was what?
A contest for entry ticket.
A contest?
Yes, ma'am, for an entry ticket to go in the drawing to receive the Dyson vacuum cleaner.
What a joke. Please, refund me. I am so unimpressed with this whole deal. That makes me very angry.
Give me 1 second.
It was false advertising, and then it didn't give you any idea what it was going to charge you. So I should have known better. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. It doesn't say anything about an entry on there.
Okay, ma'am, I refunded you that amount, and it takes 3 to 5 business days before that shows back up in your account.
Well, I sure appreciate you. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Mm-hmm.